Yeah, you know, playing that type of offense was an incredible experience. That fast tempo, spread offense, did a lot of good things to prepare for this next level. And, you know, the way the game's kind of changing, that West Coast offense, a lot of fast-paced things going on. And I think it's, you know, a lot of the ways that the games are changing to try to get defenses off balance. So, you know, there was a lot of things that we did in the Oklahoma offense that is going to translate really well to that next level. Yeah, you know, I have a ton of experience in running routes, receiving, and I think it's one of my strong points in my game. You know, so I think that part of my game is for sure going to be a strong point. And, you know, there's the good thing about the NFL is you get so much time and you're able to work on the blocking and you get so much more, you know, reps at it, which I'm excited about. I'm excited to learn and get better. You know, I watched the Cardinals. You know, it was probably, you know, one of the teams that I would watch. I was a little bit more of a college guy. I grew up a huge Sooner fan. My grandpa went there back in the day, so that was definitely one of those things for me. It started from the day we got there. You know, we basically got there at the same time. I redshirted, and he sat out for a transfer year, played on that scout team together, and was able to get a lot of reps with him. I've gotten countless numbers of reps with him, and that chemistry just starts to build. You know, the more you do something with someone, you kind of figure out, you know, how they think and the methods that they go about, you know, preparing for a game and how they think. So just being that familiar with him and being able to play, you know, from the start to the finish, you know, was huge. We got so many reps and it worked on our off time that helped us tremendously. You know, I'll say this, you know, there's two people that come to mind as the best teammates I've ever had, and one's Joe Mixon, and the second one's Baker Mayfield. He's one of my best friends, but an incredible teammate. Someone that, you know, you'll run through a brick wall for, and there's not many people like that. He's fiery, he loves to compete, and he loves football, and you can't ask anything else as a teammate. An incredible guy. There's about 14 of them, so, you know, I'm excited to meet them. A lot of them are tonight, so I haven't, you know, yet met with them. I did a lot of informals with all 32 teams, so, you know, it's exciting. This process is awesome. Just being able to meet with these teams and pick their heads and see what's going on. I'm not sure about that, no. Pardon me? So living in Arizona, I'll be able to fly out there and be one of their guys. It's, you know, it's one of the parts of being in a hometown gun. So yeah, I'll be able to meet with them as well. Yeah, Oklahoma's produced guys year in and year out, guys that have thrived. You know, so it's awesome. It's awesome to have that family that's already there and has experienced it. You know, I'm going to be, you know, a young guy, a young bull, and have those, you know, the guys that have those experience and someone that I can lean on if I have a question, it's awesome. You know, that's, you know, part of the going to a place like Oklahoma is, you know, you have family for life, and it's good to have family in the NFL for sure. You know, I got diagnosed when I was age of 9. My dad's a doctor, has helped me out tremendously with the whole process. And, you know, I've turned, you know, having diabetes into a positive. You know, I've been able to do so many things with it. You know, I've been able to help kids. But on the flip side of it, I treat my body like a temple. I eat the right things. And there, most kids my age don't do that. I had to mature at a really early age. And, you know, it's something that I think has helped me along the way to become, you know, where I'm at right now. And without it, you know, I don't know if I would have this edge and the passion that I have for everything in life. Nothing's given to you. I've had to work for it, and the same thing with my diabetes. You know, growing up, it was, you know, I've always looked for guys in the NFL that, you know, I've played with it, and you know, he was the guy that stood out to me. Didn't read too much about, you know, what he did. But, you know, it was just one of those guys I could idol, I could look to and say, he did it, I can do it. So it's awesome to be able to have someone like that to look up to. And that's what my passion is, to be a guy like that, kids look up to. And, you know, if he's doing it, I can do it, and you live your dream. It's the food I eat. So I have to count my carbs. I have to know what I eat, what kind of, you know, complex carbs. So a day before a game, I'll really try to get pasta, those complex carbs. So during the game, it can hold me over. Being a diabetic, you lose a lot easier. So you lose, you know, fluids and hydration, electrolytes, and eating the types of foods and like the pastas and the heavy things before really helps me. Helps me, you know, last throughout a game. And through a week is hydrating. You know, a lot of guys don't think about hydrating, but I have to. If I don't, you know, there's consequences I'll pay. I'll cramp up and lose stuff really easily. So it's something that's on my mind 24/7, and I think, you know, it's helped my body, you know, helped me in the way I play the game.
Do you think teams will have concern?
There's not a chance. You know, this is something that, you know, I've had since I was 9. I'm very good at it. I'm very diligent. I've never missed a game or a practice from this disease, and you know, so it's something that I thrive with, you know, I think if they look at it as something as positive, you know, it's a chip on my shoulder. It's something that, you know, drives me. It's my passion. I think everybody needs that in life. Yeah, you know, I think when you first get it, you're like, why me? Why is this something that, you know, God gave me? But that's not the right way to think of it. And I think maturing early, you know, I think you have to do what you have to do. You know, this is what God's given me for whatever reason. But there's always a reason to something. And, you know, I think there's something greater to it. And I've learned a lot. And, you know, just coming through it at an early age, it was tough. It, you know, why me? Why me? But I've grown and realized that there's a bigger picture and there's more to it than that. Really using your body, you know, and how to use your hands. A lot of times we're getting matched up against, you know, maybe a smaller safety or a linebacker that's not as fast. So knowing your personnel, who you're going against, use it against them. There's so many different mismatches being a big tight end that, you know, they can't cover. You know, if they decide to throw a smaller guy on you, overpower them. If they throw a linebacker on you, you know, go by his speed. So there's a lot of different things that we can do that makes us so versatile.